Well, some people might say grace sake. I don't know.
What did feed used to come in?
Well, usually those burlap sacks.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that called toe sack or gunny sack?
Oh, yeah. Toe sack. We always call them toe sacks. Oh,
get it.
That's what we always call them. I didn't even think about that.
What did potatoes, what would they come in? What would they be shipped in?
Well, there's toe sacks, really.
Okay. And, so what if you bought about 50 pounds of flour? What would that come in?
Well, it used to come in those cloth sacks,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what you'd call them, flour sacks.
Yeah. Say, if you're going to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you'd take at one time?
Like a peck of meal, a peck of,
uh-huh. but would a bush. Would you have an expression you'd use, like not referring to the exact quantity, but you ever say, I'm going to take something of corn to the mill?
No, really, I took it. We have, when I was growing up, we did. My daddy, my granddad had the grocery store, also had the mill.
Uh-huh.
And I've actually taken corn to the mill. In fact, I rode the Jenny one time. Mother was out of meal, and the men were all at work, and you see, so she just got a sack of corn,
mm-hmm.
and she was going to put me and the corn on the Jenny to ride to the mill, because it's about a mile, and she's going to walk along beside us. And we like never got up there, but when we got the mill ground, the corn ground got the mill, well, she put me in the mill back on the Jenny, and the Jenny was a stubborn. It's a type that didn't want to go to the store, but mm-hmm. he knew the way back home.
Yeah.
So he ran all the way back home, and we left her a long ways behind. But I don't know what you call the amount.
Have you heard of a term?
Term, yeah. I've heard of it, but I never did say it. That's what the older people say.
What's that?
A turn of corn. Or
uh-huh.
I've heard it, but I never did say it myself.
Yeah. What would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms? You say you had a...
I just say a load of wood.
Yeah. Or to say it's all you can carry in both your arms. You say you had an arm. What?
Arm load of wood.
Okay. Say someone had a wagon, and his wagon was half full of wood. You'd say he had a... What of wood?
I still say he had a load of wood.
Yeah. Did you ever hear a jag?
Yeah, I have, a jag of wood. I've heard of it, yeah.
Did it refer to...
any particular amount? No, it didn't. Just a minute. It was just some wood.
Okay. Say it's a lamp on the porch, one burning, you tell someone to screw in and you... What?
Bob.
Okay. And if you're carrying the washout to hang it on the line, you might carry it out in a clothes...
basket.
Okay. And where did nails come in?
Nail kegs. Kegs. Yeah, I remember when they did.
Yeah.
Nail kegs.
Yeah.
You know, in a barrel, or I don't know if a keg or keg would have this, but in a barrel you have something that would run around it to hold the wood in place.
Yeah.
You know, hold the staves in place.
Mm-hmm. But I can't think what they were called. They were... I don't know what they were called.
Did you ever hear we're starting with an H?
Hook.
Uh-huh. Does that sound...
Sounds like it might be a hook.